This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you'd want Kanye to be your dad.
No. That'd be tough. Kanye and Kim, like, that's a lot.
You got a lot of explaining to do. Every time you meet someone, you have to be like, I don't see things that way. Texter, people who hunt Bigfoot and aliens full time. Yeah. Be tough to not get roped into all that.
Exactly. That'd be the tough part.
Imagine living your entire life and your parents hunt Bigfoot or they're on the alien beat, and then you go to college and you realize not everyone's like that.
Right.
Big time awakening.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Texter, being a Jackson was probably tough.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
All right, on now to the sports. You can continue texting us at 412-928-9370. It appears that this entire Aaron Rodgers situation, Doran, comes down to the Minnesota Vikings. There's some new reporting out there that Rodgers is not looking for that $45 million a year deal for 2 years, as was, you know, hypothesized by Mike Florio. No, the new reporting is from The Athletic and Diana Russini that Aaron Rodgers is looking for a Sam Darnold contract, which means he's basically looking for a Baker Mayfield contract, which means he's basically looking for a couple of years and $33 million a season. Well, Jerry Dulac now reporting that the Steelers aren't willing to pay any quarterback beyond this year. That any quarterback that they would sign, whether it's Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, they want it to be a one-year deal. I don't think that's possible. I don't think there's any way Aaron Rodgers is going to sign somewhere for just 1 year. We'll get to that. But let's say the Vikings are willing to do the Sam Darnold thing, just not with Sam Darnold. They're willing to go there with Aaron Rodgers. Okay, what if J.J. McCarthy becomes available? And maybe let's even crystallize it down further than that. Would you rather have J.J. McCarthy or Aaron Rodgers if you're a Steelers fan? 412-928-9370. Guy hasn't taken a snap in the NFL. The other guy's a four-time MVP and a Super Bowl champion. Who would you rather have? 412-928-9370. The Vikings are trying to make that decision right now, but their circumstances are different. If you're looking at it through black and gold colored glasses, if you are thinking about this as a Steelers fan, who would you rather have, J.J. McCarthy or Aaron Rodgers? Bang, topic 412-928-9370.
Well, if I was Minnesota, I would not trade J.J. McCarthy because he's my future.
And totally agree with that.
And they fell in love with him in the draft, and they drafted him with a high pick. So it's like, you know, what you would be going back to square one after Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. And listen, I don't think it's likely that they would trade J.J. McCarthy, but Josh Rosen drafted highly. Next year, he gets moved out of Arizona. I mean, we've seen this happen before. The Steelers moved off of Kenny Pickett after 2 years. So while it's unlikely, I wouldn't rule it out entirely.
But they moved off to those guys after the performance of those guys. Josh Rosen played. Kenny Pickett played. J.J. McCarthy hasn't taken a snap in the NFL.
Correct.
So you don't really know what you're going to get there.
Trey Lance. Now, he played a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah.
And they gave up a king's ransom for him, and they moved off of that guy real quick.
But they found their guy, the future.
Sure.
They found their future for a lower price.
Can I ask you a favor, please?
Yes.
Stop making good points.
Sorry.
I'm trying to cook up a hypothetical here, my friend.
No, I see what you're trying to do, but you know we could cook it up together.
Well, you're uncooking it. Like I feel like I'm popping.
No,
I'm popping eggs in the microwave, and I'm hitting 1 minute, and you're popping the door open after 20 seconds.
No, I'm keeping the paper towel over the eggs so they stay somewhat warm before you come downstairs after you shower.
Do you ever microwave the eggs?
No.
You can crack an egg into a bowl, and then you poke a hole with a fork in the yolk, and if you microwave it for like 45 seconds, guess what? You got yourself a perfectly cooked fried egg.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
But you know what happens is it makes that popping sound, and if you don't put a paper towel over the top, you'll have egg on the top of your microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Every time when it makes that popping sound, even though I know I just put the egg in the microwave, it scares the bejesus out of me.
Oh, is it loud?
Yeah. It goes boom!
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that.
Fastest way to make egg. Yeah, it just tastes like egg.
Tastes like
yeah. Do it for my daughter all the time. I'm sure the microwaves are good for her.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Yeah, whatever.
Lazy dad.
Well.
But, you know, I'm feeding her.
Yes.
I would rather have J.J. McCarthy. As a Steelers fan. No, you're basically sight unseen, right? You ever watch that show Storage Wars where you're bidding on this storage mm-hmm. unit? What a great show.
Yeah.
That was an awesome show.
Yeah.
They still doing that?
I think so.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
I need to catch up. But you're buying the contents sight unseen, and then you're selling some of the stuff in there, and you're hoping that you can make a profit. That's what you got with J.J. McCarthy. It gets sight unseen. You know what he could do in college. To an extent. I mean, it's not like he dropped back and threw it a bunch. It's not like he was Patrick Mahomes and he's throwing it 80 times in a game against Oklahoma. He was on a run-first team where, at times, you actually saw Harbaugh try to hide his quarterback.
Right.
So, you don't know what this guy could be. He could be last year's version or this year's version of last year's Bo Nix. He could wind up being Josh Rosen. You have no idea. But you know what? I'd be willing to take a flyer. That's one more bite at the apple, and I got to tell you, outside of Cam Ward, I like J.J. McCarthy more than any of the quarterbacks in this draft, so if you're interested in finding the guy, that was a really good prospect just last year. If he became available, I don't know that I'm giving up a first-round pick for the dude, but if you could get him for something else, I'd be absolutely interested.
See, now you're cooking the egg again a little bit, but I would have to go back to Roman Wilson's pro day and remember what J.J. McCarthy did. I would have to go back to my evaluations of where I had J.J. McCarthy. I don't know if they reached to get him. I felt like they did a little bit in the last year's draft. I didn't expect him to go as high as he did go.
I agree with everything you're saying.
And then it rolls right into my theory. Like, where would J.J. McCarthy go in this year's draft and next year's draft?
I think he'd probably go number two this year.
Next year's draft, too. Like, I mean, do I see him being my franchise quarterback? Like, I don't hate it. I just think that where the Vikings would be is they would probably be resetting themselves after the Aaron Rodgers. They'd be going for it this year, clearly, but then they have to reset. They would have to redraft a quarterback. So if a team is interested in trading for J.J. McCarthy, like, I would hold their feet over the fire. Like, it would be a first-round pick. Like, I need a first-round pick, and I am not moving off that spot. I need my first-round pick back for J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, if you are...
Because I could keep him.
Yeah, if you're the Vikings, you wouldn't do it for anything other than a first.
No.
I wouldn't think.
No.
But if you get him, and I realize the Steelers don't have one of these right now, but if you could get him for a second, I think you'd do that in a heartbeat if you're the Steelers.
They could next year's.
They could do that.
That's who they would, or next year's first. That's who, because they're, you know, accruing the compensatory picks to try to probably get a quarterback next year. If you are thinking that he's the future, you could trade away all that.
And you know what, Doran? If you are the Vikings, this is how I would sell it to them if I'm Omar Khan. Take next year's second round pick, see what happens with Rodgers. Guys, maybe you win the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. And then next year, okay, you've got the 32nd pick in the draft. You've got our second round pick, probably somewhere between 15 and 20. You package those together. Maybe you move up to 15th. And there's probably at least a J.J. McCarthy caliber prospect there at 15.
Yeah.
That's how I would try to position that thing. I think any opportunity you can get now this offseason to find a franchise quarterback, you should take it. And I don't think Joe Milton's that guy. And there's some rumor out there that it could be a third-round pick or some hypotheticals out there saying you could trade a third-round pick for Joe Milton. I mean, that's...
That's a lot.
It's a really high price to pay. I mean, if they'd take a conditional sixth, yes, I would take Joe Milton. But guys like that, I'd be throwing them against the wall and just see if, okay, at OTAs, mini camp, if these guys impress you and you think, okay, we can develop them and see what happens there. But they need to have some semblance of a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess their plan is, let's get Aaron Rodgers, let's load up for this year, and then if it doesn't work out, you don't win, we draft a quarterback next year.
Yeah, or Russ. It'll probably be Russ, right?
Same basic plan, though.
Yeah, like one year.
One of the old heads, get him on a short deal, see if you can win. You got DK Metcalf.
You have Mason locked up for 2 years, so you have Mason next year, too,
yeah.
Right?
And Mason can be the guy who helps the rookie if, let's just say, Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to, because that's happened before. I mean, I've just wondered about their plan since they missed out on Justin Fields. Justin Fields ain't like Aaron Rodgers. Justin Fields ain't like Russell Wilson. They were so in on Justin Fields because, presumably, it's another bite at that franchise quarterback apple. Will they swing and miss on him? Well, maybe Sam Darnold would have been a bite at that franchise quarterback apple. And that doesn't happen. And so now you go with the old guys. They don't fit that bill. 412-928-9370. Would you rather have, simple question, we don't even need to get into the details, we're just having a hypothetical discussion, would you rather have J.J. McCarthy, who's never taken an NFL snap, or a four-time NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers? 412-928-9370. Texters pouring in, talking about microwaved eggs being great on breakfast sandwiches.
Really?
I would agree with that.
Wow.
You know what I like to do? Get a little English muffin,
mm-hmm.
a little slice of cheddar cheese,
mm-hmm.
take that egg, put it on top, let it melt the cheese a little bit of hot sauce on there, a little Cholula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like you just got it from McDonald's.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Great. A little bacon, maybe.
We're having BLTs for dinner tonight.
Can't stand tomatoes.
It's a great time of the year for
you. Already planned what you're having for dinner
tonight. It's tonight.
I mean, it's. I mean, you probably planned it last night, so you planned it the night before.
We plan our meals on Sunday.
All of them.
I know what we're eating all week.
That's nice. I need to start doing that.
We have salmon and couscous on Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah. I forget Thursday. I'll update the people after the break.
You do that every week?
Yeah.
Nice.
And by me, I mean my wife.
Yes.
She makes the decisions. I cook the meals. Sometimes. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. J.J. McCarthy or Aaron Rodgers, 412-928-9370. Text already coming in on this. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron Rodgers or J.J. McCarthy? Because, like, what else is there to ask at 412-928-9370? North Carolina and San Diego State get to play in the tournament tonight, Doran. Did you see that North Carolina was hit with travel issues?
No.
So they are delayed in getting to Dayton, and rumor has it that their plane ran into a quad one opponent. That's what happened. Didn't know what to do. I stole that joke, but I think it's a good one. And I'm still bitter.
Yes.
You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I am also wearing woman's deodorant today.
Don't you always?
How didn't I see that coming?
Yep. You always do.
No, I wear the Degree 72-hour stick. I like the full 3 days of protection from the stank.
Does it work?
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Absolutely it does.
Is it the white stick or is it the clear one?
White stick. Mm. Going white stick.
Yeah.
And here's the thing with that, though. Like, I need my deodorant to be so strong that when I go in and take a shower, the water's just bouncing off my armpits.
Yeah, it's hard to scrub it off.
Yes. It's just ricocheting all over the place. Mm-hmm. But I was using my stick today, and it broke off in my hand. That's bad phrasing.
That is.
Yeah,
the top of it did?
Yeah, just crumbled. And then I was like, do I stop at the store on the way home? And then you're going to get some crappy deodorant from a gas station. Then I remembered I bought some crappy deodorant gas station stuff, and it was in my glove compartment. So I'm wearing, I think it's lilac scent.
You physically bought women's deodorant?
Yeah, like months ago. Because it's all they had, and I was like, I need backup deodorant.
Hmm.
And then I forgot about it until today.
Hmm.
And now I smell like a funeral home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Give us a call, 412-928-9370. I've become a J.J. McCarthy stan, and I think pretty much just out of desperation. And I don't think the Vikings would move off the guy, but he becomes a resource. He becomes an asset. He becomes a bargaining chip. If you've got Aaron Rodgers, he probably has more value to you as a player because Rodgers might not make it through the entire season. And they obviously have a lot of faith in J.J. McCarthy. But I would shop him quietly just to see what you could get. And here's what a texter writes in, and I think this is a good discussion point. You guys always talk about developing a guy. There is zero evidence that they can do that. In fact, they've proven the opposite. I don't think that that's wrong. But so should they just fold the franchise? Like, a lot of people say that. We've said that. Like, we don't have any faith that they're going to develop a guy. Mike Tomlin's shown zero ability to do that. This coaching staff, as we've talked about ad nauseum, they don't hire a hot shot young coaches who have these avant-garde cutting-edge schemes or anything like that. Like, it's not like Arthur Smith has this great history of developing quarterbacks. He did get more out of Ryan Tannehill than they got out of him in Miami. So maybe that's a counter-argument to the argument that I just made. Okay, so what does that mean then? So they should just stop trying?
Right. Or would you rather them go this route of like a one-year veteran quarterback deal forever? Or would you rather them go for a young quarterback at some point, which they will. Like, which route would you rather them go? Give a 2-year deal to the next, you know, guy? Like, I don't know who would be out
Kirk
there.
Cousins next
Kirk
year?
Cousins, yeah, it's Kirk Cousins next year.
Dak Prescott, they get fed up with him this year, right. And so they move on from him. Like, do you just want to keep doing the stopgap thing? Like, you cannot build the franchise that way. Who's the last stopgap quarterback to win a Super Bowl?
Cool.
I mean, does Peyton Manning count? I don't think so, because they had him for years.
To get to a Super Bowl is probably Jimmy Garoppolo, right?
It's a good one.
To get to a Super Bowl.
Didn't win one.
To win one. That's a good question.
You know, does Matthew Stafford count?
No.
Because he was still,
He's still there.
He's still there, and he was really good. And when they acquired him, the thought was, oh, he can elevate them because he's still at the height of his powers. Like, when I think stopgap, I'm thinking about guys who are journeymen, guys who, you know, do not have the same level of ability to offer that they did 4 or 5 years ago. Like, that's just not a way to do business. Like, I had no problem with a stopgap. If it was a young stopgap, I would still actually have Mason Rudolph be my day one starter. He'd be the stopgap. But this idea that they can win that way, like win at the highest of high levels, it's just not realistic. Teams aren't letting quarterbacks go unless they have flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sam Darnold goes out and gets paid, but he's obviously flawed. You know, Baker Mayfield went out and got paid, and he had a ton of flaws, and he's sort of rectified his career. You know, Geno Smith rectified his career maybe to a lesser extent than Baker Mayfield did, but I don't think those are high probability plays. Like, I don't think the percentage chance of hitting on that is very high.
No, but also, like, with those three guys that you just named, I mean, they had to revitalize their career, but their pedigree was top 10 pedigree at one point. But that's very unlikely. Like, they're the three guys that you can think of in the recent past that have revitalized their career from being so low and being like the worst of like the bunch of their draft class to now getting paid millions of dollars.
If I'm looking at it that way, I'm just going to give Mason Rudolph another shot.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Kevin Colbert said he was a first-round quality quarterback, and you know, I didn't really buy into it at the time. I certainly don't buy into it now, but I mean, Geno Smith was a second-round guy. Mm-hmm. Mason Rudolph went in the third round. Their collegiate careers were fairly similar. I mean, they both have strong arms. Geno can move a little bit better. People are texting in Nick Foles. See, I don't really include him because he got hot for a three-game span. And look, he was Super Bowl MVP, was he not? I mean, he outdueled Tom Brady. Maybe I'm wrong. Was it Brandon Graham? I don't remember. Who the hell was the MVP that year? I think it was Foles.
Yeah, it was Foles.
It should have been Foles.
Yeah.
So whoever it was, my personal record book, I got Nick
Foles.
But
he wasn't brought in to be the stopgap. He just came in because Wentz got hurt.
Right, exactly. People are texting in Joe Flacco. No, he was the Ravens franchise quarterback. And then they paid him a bajillion dollars after that. Texter, Tom Brady with the Bucks. His last year, that's a good one.
That's
a good text. But his last year with the Patriots, it wasn't what we were used to seeing out of New England. They went 11-5. And they got beat by Arthur Smith's Tennessee Titans, but anybody who watched knew that Tom Brady could still play.
Right.
So it's just not a high percentage play. Yeah, I don't think the Steelers can develop a guy, but they got to keep trying. And that's why a guy like J.J. McCarthy actually makes sense to me, Doran, because you know, another team with a really good offensive-oriented head coach drafted him in the top 15 and thinks that they're a top 15 caliber player.
Yes.
So I think you're guessing a little bit less on, like, it's not like you have to draft, like, where do we compare this guy to the other quarterbacks in the draft? How is he viewed by everybody else? Kind of the Kenny Pickett thing. Like, do other people think Kenny's a first-round guy? I don't know, but we do. Kevin O'Connell thought this guy was a first-round quarterback.
That should matter.
And I think next year, like if they do wait and they take a guy next year, you know, there should be more first round graded QBs where there's more universal grades on them, so you're guessing less. I think that's what they need. Like not a, well, we think this guy's, I don't care what you think. What does everybody else think?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't guarantee anything, but I think the consensus for me anyhow matters. 412-928-9370. Jake DeLome getting a mention. That was a weird time. They didn't win.
Whenever he was in Carolina?
Yeah. He was kind of their guy.
Right?
I mean, I think about Hasselbeck. You know, not that long ago, you could go to the Super Bowl with just a guy. Because you were allowed to win defense. With defense.
Yeah, defense, right?
You're not allowed to do that anymore. You know, whenever it was Hasselbeck, I mean, he was handing it off to Sean Alexander, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm trying to remember in my mind's eye. I'm guessing they were lining up under center all the time.
All the time.
Jake DeLome, same thing.
All the time.
Man, it's a totally different era.
Oh, yeah, it's way different.
And I thought Matt Hasselbeck was good.
Think about those two quarterbacks. Like, you line up Jake DeLome and Matt Hasselbeck, and then you line up, let's say, even Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence, like they smoked them in a race.
Oh my God.
And they're not even like the fast quarterbacks.
Well, think about how we evaluate Jalen Hurts, who we like all agree is pretty good, but like not elite. He blows those guys totally out of the water. Totally out of the water. Should we keep people up to date on the live baseball game going on?
No, not right now. Whenever it starts getting interesting, it's 0-0 in the top of the second.
Yeah. Yeah, hoping the Pirates can grab a quick half-game lead here on the Chicago Cubs. If you want to weigh in on this quarterback conversation, interesting as it is, you can at 412-928-9370. Something wild's happening in the world of sports, and I totally disagree with it, Doran, but I think there's some merit behind it, if that makes sense. Tell you what that is next. We'll also take your quarterback texts, tweets, and calls. Playing games for the NCAA tournament start tonight, Doran. You've got North Carolina and San Diego State, and you got St. Francis. Who are they taking on?
Alabama State.
That you had a family member used to be the coach at Alabama State?
Yeah, my uncle was the head coach for Alabama State football, and he was the AD.
He was the AD too?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was back in the day.
Oh, yeah, you could do both.
You do both.
Yep.
Well, how about this? This is exciting. Our friends at Pool Party Gaming have a free bracket for you, and you can win cash. Now, they wanted to name the bracket called the main event after the Fan Morning Show. We said no. You're giving away the cash. You name it. We understand you love us. It's simple. It's free and you can win cash. I want to state that again. You go to 937thefan.com. You click on Pool Party Gaming. It will take you directly to their site. Fill out your bracket before tip-off at noon on Thursday, and you could win. First place gets $750. Second place wins $500. Third place takes home $250, all from Pool Party Gaming. Again, check that out. 937thefan.com and click on Pool Party Gaming. We'll take anybody's quarterback opinions. If anything should happen with the Steelers, we will tell you. We will break in live. I'm not holding my breath.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the meantime, West Virginia gets left out of the tournament. People are tired of me talking about it, and I get that, so I won't. But now the governor had a press conference yesterday, and they want to sue the NCAA, which there are better things for politicians to do. And this kind of stuff happens all the time. I think it was in the works back when the Saints lost to the Rams in that playoff game, when there was the pass interference,
yes.
non-pass interference.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, this happens in sports all the time. But what the West Virginia governor wants is for there to be transparency with this. Not just for West Virginia, but for all schools. Like, Pitt got left out last year, and there's so many inconsistencies. Which metric is the one that matters the most in a given year?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason any of us know what Quad 1 wins are is because the committee has harped on Quad 1 wins since 2019. But then this year, I guess you didn't need Quad 1 wins. So there's these backroom shady goings-on happening with this committee. I'm not saying that there's anything nefarious that happened, but you've got the chairman of the selection committee is also the athletic director for the team that was the last one into the tournament. You would like to know exactly how the process goes down.
Which he also got a bonus for.
He did. And so they want to make sure that nothing nefarious happened. And I don't think it did. Like, I don't think that there was any explicit discussion, hey, let's help this guy get the bonus. But they're all friends and buddies with this
yeah.
guy. Like, I heard it brought up in a podcast I listened to yesterday, and I'm going to swipe this from them because I think it's a good point. If you, me, and Callis were talking about a new office that had just come open here in the studio, and we all think we should get it, but we come to the realization, you know what, maybe it makes most sense for Doran. Doran, why don't you leave the room? And then you come back in, and we've decided we're going to give it to Callis. Well, you know who gave it to Callis.
Right. Yes.
And it doesn't mean that it was shady, but your not being here affects it as much as if you were here.
Mm-hmm.
And so while I don't agree with there being lawmakers involved in this kind of thing, I think every single athletic director for every single Division I basketball team should want this to be spelled out in a clear, concise way that's understandable, so that there is a more clear, direct, obvious path to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
That's it. Pitt
yeah.
gets left out last year. Virginia had no business being in over them. North Carolina had no business being in over Indiana, I'll just throw out there. And there's just contradictions up and down the whole thing.
Yeah, just let me know the parameters. Like, and
right.
like, if there's metrics and there's things that you follow, and if you meet and you check all the boxes and you get left out, like, how does that make sense? So what is the, are the goalposts shifting every single year? Like, you know, throughout the season, like, are rules changing?
Right.
Are the guidelines changing? Like what, how do we know? Like, should we lose more games? Like, what, we don't know.
Right. You get,
should we lose to better teams?
Doran, I think that's what you should do. You should lose to better teams, because that's what North Carolina did. North Carolina got in on the strength of their schedule. They didn't beat anybody.
Right.
Like, so what? Can you go 0-30 if every you play Duke, Auburn, Alabama, Auburn, Duke, Auburn? Like,
right.
I understand wanting to challenge yourself in the non-conference, because that's something that they've emphasized before. And obviously that helped North Carolina. But it doesn't make any sense to me that a team gets credit for hanging in there against tough teams and beating the hell out of bad teams. You got to pluck off a good team every now and again.
Kyle, you know why it doesn't make sense is because of the real root of the issue is that they want the brand in over the other brands.
Have you noticed that's something, Doran? I'm wondering if
that's why it's convoluted.
This.
They want it to be convoluted because then they have an easier path to get the teams that they want in that they know that can sell for money.
Right, and that's why the goalposts shift.
Yes,
that's exactly you are seeing it exactly the way that I'm seeing it. And the SEC thought that they got screwed for the college football playoff run through ESPN. They feel like they got screwed. I noticed this year, without question, more SEC-related college basketball talk than we've ever seen before on ESPN, on College Game Day, on any of their ancillary programming. The SEC. You know, you got two teams that went 6-12 in conference they get in because the SEC. And I'm not doubting the SEC is a good conference, but it got talked up more than it's ever been talked up before. And it got talked up in a way that the Big 12, even though it was excellent the last few years, didn't get talked up. When the Big 10's good, when the ACC's good, doesn't get talked up the same way that the SEC did this year. Why? Just connecting dots here. They're pissed off because they didn't get what they wanted for the college football playoff. Well, now a lot of the money's being rolled in college basketball, so let's talk it up. Talk it up, guys. Make it up to us. Bama should have been in the playoff. Talk it up, guys. And you're right. North Carolina gets in because they're a brand. And you can manipulate all. You can find metrics that put North Carolina in over like a handful of teams.
Yes.
But those were never the metrics that mattered before, but they're allowed to matter now.
Right.
Like last year, St. Louis doesn't get in. They don't have the quad one wins. That is why the chair of the committee said last year St. Louis didn't get in. They didn't beat anybody. Well, North Carolina got it. They didn't beat anybody. So it just doesn't make sense. Should there be lawsuits? No, I think that's absurd. Like, go fix the education in West Virginia, or find a way to stop people from doing drugs. And I say that out of a place of love, obviously. Like, you got stuff to figure out. But I do think that the powers that be, whether it be conference commissioners or athletic directors or presidents even for some of these universities, because a lot of the money, and you make the tournament, gets folded into your university, they should want this to be more clear than it is. Because right now, it's this ambiguous disaster.
I mean, isn't the committee like a conflict of interest in a way? Like, I mean,
that's the other thing.
Like, I mean, get somebody else. I don't know who you would put on it, but like Billis, like put somebody like that on or something. Like, I know that he went to a school, he went to what, Duke or whatever, but I think
you're never going to find it to where it's perfect.
Right.
But I agree with you. There needs to be more of a mix of basketball people on there.
Yeah.
And there's an old boys network, right? And so, like, all these guys have all these coaches are friends and they'll scratch each other's back and all that. But I think I could wrap my mind around that easier and better than I can wrap my mind around, you know, not everyone up in there is a ball knower.
No.
Absolutely not. No. And they can't, if you're not a ball knower and you can't make the math work, then what the hell are you doing in there? And you've all got conflicts of interest. They need to tear it down and build it back up. Do I have the solution? No. I'm the guy who says stuff's broken. Somebody else can fix it.
Yes.
And welcome to Sports Talk Radio, my friend. You know what, Thorne? They got to get a team on that. Cal, let's get a team on that. You know what they should do? Michael Jordan, screw it. You just do the whole thing.
Yep.
Or, you know, our friend Mike DeCourcy. We don't need a committee. Mike DeCourcy, you are the grand poobah of all things NCAA tournament. You tell us who's in. You tell us who's out. You get the sport. You get the metrics. Mike DeCourcy could do it.
Get all the former NBA players that played 10-plus years that came right out of high school to do it because then they don't have affiliation.
I like that.
LeBron could be the chair.
I like that.
Yeah. Kevin Garnett.
LeBron, you didn't go to college?
Right.
You are perfect. Yeah. And you could get Charles Barkley, too, because you have to think in these rooms. I don't know if any of these athletic directors have the stones to do it, but Barkley would be up in there. He'd be like, Texas? They suck. Like, bang, you're out.
Texas, oh, they're terrible. They just got good brisket. I went down to Texas one time. I had some brisket. It was good.
He'd be ripping on women from Wisconsin. Imagine the crowd shots. We can't have them.
And cheeseheads.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. One last thing on that, at least for now. Texter, the committee did a good job. 68 teams, one bad call, maybe 2 to 3 bad seedings. It's a tough job with a few teams upset yearly. Yeah, I mean, I think generally the committee gets most of it right in terms of who's in. I still don't know why anybody would argue with more transparency.
Right.
And less conflict of interest.
They get stuff that's right for the people that are in that are shoo-ins, kind of.
Right.
But whenever it starts to get down to the nitty-gritty, they move the goalpost.
That's right, to fit who they think people want to watch on TV, frankly.
Right, 100%.
Yeah. And it matters. I mean, we're talking about, in the case of like a West Virginia or in Indiana, I mean, there's nothing bigger than basketball in Indiana. We're talking about the economy, man. Like, seriously.
Is this a dumb question?
There's no such thing, my teachers used to tell me.
If Huggins were the coach and Huggins had his brand, do you think that West Virginia gets left out?
I think they'd have a much better shot of getting in.
Right.
Yeah.
And because of Huggins.
I think, and I mean, I am a jaded human being. I think that if you just flip the uniforms, that with the 6 quad one wins, West Virginia gets in. And if North Carolina has, you know, West Virginia's resume, like if you just flip the jerseys, I think the teams are different that got in.
Really?
Yeah, no question.
I think that if North Carolina had West Virginia's resume, they are shoo-in.
They might be an 8 seed. I'm not even kidding about that.
Yeah.
Like they might be an 8 seed. Yeah. But if, like, whatever, it's just,
yeah.
I don't want to get all convoluted on it, and I've confused myself. 412-928-9370, both college football and college basketball committees are transparent. No, they're not. No, they're absolutely not. Because here's the thing. The North Carolina athletic director, who is also the chair, when he was asked questions pertaining to the last team in the field, can't even talk. Not allowed to talk about it. When you have somebody who has to leave the room at any point during this deliberation, you've got a flawed system. And we should know what's going on there. They should be mic'd up. Should be on camera. 412-928-9370. All right, now it's time for the Bradenton Bucko Breakdown. Brought to you by New Flow Men's Health and Hampton Beer Outlet. Dora and I had one real topic and one mini topic. We'll get into the real topic later because college basketball talk just happened. New on the Pirates menu at PNC Park. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, Callis. Did you see this?
No.
Don't get mad about the food thing. People love food. It's called the Polish Cannonball. Which was my mom's nickname in high school as a swimmer. I'm not even kidding about that.
No, yeah, you are.
I'm a liar. It's egg noodles, kielbasa, cabbage, bacon, cheddar cheese, and our herb crema dip, whatever that is. But it's a fried ball. It's a fried ball with the egg noodles, kielbasa, cabbage, bacon, cheddar cheese, and that dip all up in there.
Is there a picture of this?
Yeah.
I gotta see it.
I'm gonna retweet it right now, Doran,
okay.
So that you have a point of reference here.
I kinda dig it, but I gotta see it. Like, I like the combination of everything in it, but I have to see what it looks like because sometimes the appeal throws me off a little bit.
I just tweeted it. There's no chance you wouldn't eat this thing. And here's what I think we need to do at opening day when we get to the ballpark. Buccos, Yankees, don't know who's going to be on the hill for the Pirates, but I think we need to get on video. I think we need to do a little taste test here. Did you see this thing? Look at this thing.
It looks fantastic.
It looks absolutely phenomenal. Is that
fantastic.
Ranch there? We got a little ranch there to dip those balls in.
That's crema dip.
Ah, I need to dip my balls in that crema dip, dude.
That looks good. I'm all over that.
Callis, yes. Have you seen the picture? This thing's fabulous.
It's like an egg roll.
That's you know what it is? It is an egg roll with kielbasa, cabbage, bacon, cheddar cheese.
Pittsburgh egg roll.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, nice shape, nice looking texture. Fried stuff's always good.
The Polish Cannonball, they're calling it.
The Renegade Dog still on the menu?
A wonderful question. Did any of us have that last year?
No, that was with the pierogies on it, right?
Yes.
I did not have that, no.
Which, you know... The one that they had on TV when they did the taste test thing, you know, for like the first broadcast, it looked outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get down there and you eat it. It's like there's two pierogies on there.
Right. I remember the lines were, well, they were crazy last year, and I remember I couldn't even get one. I tried to. Polish Cannonball?
Polish Cannonball.